are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So ever felt like your marriage roles are holding you back? Finding a balance where roles support each other's growth can make a big difference. It's like making sure everyone's strengths are used to their full potential. Let's explore how roles can help or hinder personal growth in a relationship. We are joined once again by Pastor Matibela, who's going joining us to speak about this one. Fundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning, my sister. How are you this morning?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through.
You're welcome, my sister.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you. I'll do that. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we come again before thy throne of mercy, asking, dear Lord, that you may forgive us our sins and give us the wisdom, dear Lord, to perish through as we deliberate and discuss on this issue. Father, may you cause us to do well and be able, dear Lord, to assist some out there. For I pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Fundisi, we've been speaking about all things a man and his wife, you know, all the systems that are there and, you know, how they can live together. But now today we want to look at how do we make our roles work, you know. So how do traditional Fundisi or modern roles affect personal growth in a marriage?
Okay, thank you so much, Sister Zanele. Yeah, it's good that we have laid a foundation on where people can understand what egalitarianism is and complementarianism is, and how best we can blend them. And yesterday when we finished, we actually concluded by saying it is good to blend and come up with your own. And in every relationship, my sister, there are roles. Mm-hmm. That's why today we are on roles. And it is true, when you blend them, you're actually blending traditional and modern roles. Mm-hmm. They definitely have a significant effect on personal growth. And this morning, I just want to quickly, maybe I just want to say a few positive effects and negative effects of the traditional roles in on personal growth. Mm-hmm. And also positive and negative effects with modern roles. Mm. With positive effects on traditional roles, you know, just knowing that I'm here as husband or wife, and this is what it is. My husband is coming from work. I'm going out there the door, and then I welcome him. Then he brings in the plastic bags, you know, with all the groceries inside. There's this sense of stability and security that just come with it. Yeah, and when you look at it, apart from a sense of stability and security, there are also clear expectations and responsibilities that are there. It's traditional. It's something that has been passed to us by our parents. You know, maybe we are the 60th or the 70th generation in that traditional role. Mm. And know it very well, especially when our parents were grooming us. They were grooming us in that traditional role.
Okay.
So it's clear. It's clear, and you don't need to ask. You just do it automatically. That's the another advantage. And also, there's a development in your skills. You know, you are not swapping skills. I mean, you are not swapping responsibilities. These are your responsibilities based on gender, and these are your responsibilities based on gender. And because of that, you end up developing those complementary skills and become perfect in them or permanent in them. Mm. And also, another positive effect is that there's emotional support and interdependence. When my parent dies, I know she'll be there. Mm. And she'll do all she can, as expected by the society. And when a parent dies, I'll also be there, as expected by the society. So it gives us that kind of sense of stability and security, knowing that all is well.
Mm.
Those are positive effects. But don't forget, there are negative effects, no?
True.
Yeah, there is limited autonomy. You know, on this one, maybe let me just explain to my listeners out there that what it means to have limited autonomy or what autonomy is. You know, it's like when we were under the British government, or when we were colonies of British Britain, we didn't have this independence. Mm. By them allowing us to have this autonomy, they allowed us to have the independence. So in 1980, we gained the autonomy that we've been fighting for.
Okay.
So because of that autonomy, we have developed to be the Zimbabwe that we are because of that autonomy. Mm. So in this one, there's limited autonomy and independence. There's no that dependence, you know. And at the same time, like we said, in the positive effects that are there's interdependence, you depend on each other.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. And then there's also restrictive expectations and stereotypes. You are just pictured being a father who is in the garden and never in the kitchen.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah. You are just pictured as a woman who is in the kitchen and never in the garden. You know, that's stereotyping. That's another negative effect. And then there's also inequality and the power balance.
Mm.
Like the husband decides and the wife implements. You don't, there's no input of yours there. You know, it's inequality and there's power imbalance. And also, you won't be able to express yourself fully because you are restricted. So that's on our traditional roles. Allow me to move quickly to modern roles. How they affect personal growth. So all this, it's affecting personal growth in that you cannot, especially in the traditional roles, you cannot exactly do what you think you can do, but you do according to societal expectations
mm.
has been passed on you. Even if you feel like, I want to be this person, you say, oh, what will they say in the community if they see me going out like this?
Mm.
Because there's little, or maybe there's limited autonomy and there's limited independence you do to please people out there.
Mm.
Because of expectations, you don't do as to your will. It's really governed. So there's no autonomy. There's no self-governance. You are governed by the surroundings. That's the most disadvantage effect that is, or the negative effect in this one. But on the modern roles, there are some positive effects. It encourages autonomy. It's just opposite to what it encourages autonomy, and it also it encourages what you call independence. You have all what you want. Mm. You have the independence you want. And it also fosters equality and mutual respect.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, there's mutual respect. I respect you, you respect me. And there's equality. So that's another advantage or there is a positive effect of this modern role.
Mm.
And also, it promotes shared responsibilities. And because of that, my sister, you have this freedom, you have this independence of developing yourself. And there's personal growth in your life just because you know that I can decide to further my education. I can decide to change the career. I can decide to be a mother. I can decide, you know, all those things. It's just because of the autonomy that you have and the independence to do so that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You are not governed by the surroundings. Neither are you governed by your spouse. No. Also, this one promotes shared responsibilities and passions. But there are also negative effects. I want to be, let me just see, put them a few here.
Mm.
There's potential for confusion in uncertainty. You are leaving room to, like, for instance, I may say that this one is not fitting me well. And then at the end of the day, I just do the other way. When you ask me, I said, oh, sorry. You know, I got confused. I thought we are still in the line. No, there's this confusion that can be used as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also there's uncertainty. You don't know if we are going to perform as we have shared. There's certain it on this one. And more so, when you look at it, while if you're trying to pursue that, will you really grow? That's the question. Will you really grow as you go independent? Will you really grow? That's another thing. And then also there's overemphasis on individualism, my sister.
Mm.
Yeah, this one is overemphasis on individualism. And at the end of the day, you end up being a lone wolf where you are too.
Yeah.
Maybe present but not accessible. Why? Because she has her independence or his independence. That's another one. And also there's lack of clear boundaries.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, there will always be clashes and whatsoever in that kind of thing. I think that's what I can say about how these modern and traditional roles affect our personal growth.
So how can couples now, what can couples do, Mfundisi, to make sure that their roles support each other's personal goals?
Sister Zanelle, in marriage, we live for each other while maintaining our individualism. I want our listeners to take this seriously. We live for each other while maintaining our individualism. So if I'm to live to support your personal goals, then we must communicate openly.
Mm.
Yeah, we must communicate on me. Let's share goals.
Okay.
Let's talk about and my goals. And also at the same time, let's share our what do you aspire to be?
Mm-hmm.
What do I aspire to be? And our concerns. So there must be open communication.
Mm.
There must be. And more so, Sister Zanele, we must also know our vision.
Okay.
This, you know, when the declaration is made that these two are now one.
Yes.
Let us know our vision as a couple in order for us to embark on a mission, which then informs our goals. I think I've made myself clear there.
Yes.
Let us know our vision as a married couple in order for us to embark on a mission, which then informs our goals. So there must be a clear vision. When we are, what is it that we want to achieve? Then which mission are we going to embark to or to embark on so that we achieve our vision as a couple? And that will inform our goals. So it will not be a very big thing to do, because definitely I know your goals, you know my goals. Mm-hmm. And are they aligned with the vision? That's the most important thing. And then also what you just need to do in this thing for couples to make sure that their roles support each other's our personal goals. We also need to schedule personal time to allow space for individual growth, lest you become one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allow space. You know, I love Liverpool.
Yeah, Fundis.
And you are far away from soccer.
Yeah.
You know, when Liverpool is playing at 3 o'clock, allow me the space.
Okay.
If you are the tennis girl, or if you are just somebody who likes an outdoor hobby, I must also allow time that. Not that now that we are a couple, let us always be together. People must see us together, and you must do anything by yourself. I must do anything by myself. We must do everything together. No, let's make sure that we schedule personal time to allow space. Yeah, give me space. You need space, my sister. You need space. So out there, when to my listeners, when you see your husband seated in the sofa and he's just quiet, allow it. Yeah, it's a game. It's a game of voice. Don't you get there and say, why are you quiet? No, I'm quiet. I just want some space. Yes, I just want some space. And also another thing that is very important, my sister, we need to be swapping these responsibilities temporarily.
Okay.
So that you need to feel what I'm feeling and feel what you are feeling. So let's be swapping them. Because sometimes the stereotype disease is that you just sit in this and you think it's well with me. Come into my shoes and feel it as I get into your shoes and feel it. So let's swap these responsibilities temporarily. By so doing, I will really support your personal goals through my roles and knowing what you're going through. Yeah, I think that's what I can say on that second question, my sister.
But how do we, before we go to the third question, how do we make sure that the giving each other space does not ruin the marriage, for example? Because if we're going to go with the giving each other space, what if me the whole month, I just want my space, you know? The husband, you know, when they get into the bed, their hand starts moving everywhere. I'm like, I need my space for the whole month. Wouldn't that cause a strain in the marriage?
Okay. Maybe, let me say, we need to understand it when we're saying I'm giving you space.
Mm-hmm.
Because first place, we said when you're in marriage, we now live for each other.
Yeah.
You must have time to reflect on my concerns as well as we reflect on yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that whenever you are doing something, you're not doing it selfishly. At the same time, when I'm talking of space, I am saying, you know, when I'm there to support your goals, I must look into things of education and learning. I must look into things of your personal interests and hobbies, and I must look into the issues of health and wellness, and I must also look into the issues of emotional support. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you have your space, you have time to kind of reflect on you and be able to evaluate, to do introspection, which will help you rather to come and blend well back. It's like we are retreating, we're in a battle. Then things are not going well. Sometimes the army needs space so that they are no longer firing. They just need this quiet time where they go back on the table. That's what I'm referring to as we say, let's allow space.
Mm.
let's allow space. Let's not just, when you see me quiet, sometimes I'm reflecting on my mistakes and thinking very well, how best can I do it? I need that space. When you want, when you see me watching soccer, it's like, that's what I like. That's my passion. And you need just to also create space for me, so that don't plan for me to go to church choir at 3 o'clock when you know that Liverpool is playing.
Hi, Fundisi.
Because you want me to take you to the church choir when you know that my team is playing and I won't be there, but when I am there.
But Mfundisi,
so that I can be seen while least you are singing. Not come and sit there, because we must do it together. Come and sit there while least you watch me singing. And me, the mind is in Liverpool.
But I get it, you are supporting me as your wife.
Yeah, in supporting you as my wife, I want you to understand that there are times when you need your space, and there are times when I need my space. Supporting doesn't mean that we must be always together. No.
Hi, this is your space. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I hear where you are coming from. For real, right now you are at work.
Mm.
You with your husband there?
No.
You are not with your husband.
Hey.
He created space for you.
No, Mfundisi, this is different.
How do you mean?
He's not creating space for me. This is a need. I need to go to work so that we can have money in the house. He is also at work. I didn't create space for him. But now when we come back, whether I get home at 5 or at 4, and he also comes back whether at 5 or at 4, I'm speaking about that space that now we are done with our work, Mfundisi. Like you say, let's stick to the Manchester situation, right?
Yes.
They are playing... Let's say they're playing on a Sunday. Let's ignore the Sabbath for now, because that's going to create another discussion.
Yeah, on a Sunday, we are all home.
Home, right? So remember, Monday to Friday, we spend most of our time at work. The children spend most of their time at school. It's only when now we come back where we have that time. And then come Sunday, where it's supposed to be family day. And then you're telling me you need your time. What? Time for what?
Just for 90 minutes, Sister Zanele. For 90 minutes.
It's a lot. Because after that 90 minutes is finished, Mfundisi, you're going to want to go and wash your car. After that, you're going to want to go and water the garden. After the haibo.
No, look here, Sister Zanele. In the morning, we when we woke up, you were cleaning in the house, as I was actually putting clothes in the machine. You were making, while we were crisscrossing, there's this, and then I was playing with kids when you were just kind of doing ironing, and then at 3 o'clock there's this match, which you know I love most. You know, by just respecting that, my sister, by just respecting that, you know, there's this bond that is created. After watching, I'm there full for you. Okay, I know it might get, this is where the danger is, Sister Zanele. This is where the danger is.
Yeah.
This is where the danger is. You want me all the time.
Okay.
And then I forgo. What actually makes me a bubble with joy in my heart? Mm. What makes me start the new week?
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because after I watch Liverpool and don't know Mo Salah, whatever, doing his tactics and antics, you know, I'm just a jovial person. When I come back in the kitchen, you know, I lift you up because Liverpool has done it. Then I put you down and say, move, I want to cook. You know, that kind of thing.
You said
you're looking at me. Mm-hmm. What a joyful
husband. This, the problem becomes now. These international ones, I don't know them well. I'm going to speak about Kaizer Chiefs here in South Africa. When Kaizer Chiefs has lost, their house becomes sour. I'm very much even when Manchester City has lost, the house becomes sour. So that is why us as women, we don't want you to watch, because once you lose, even the food, that time point is, you know, I've cooked the best 7-course meal ever. You don't even compliment the food because you are still angry that Mo Salah lost a penalty. You are angry that Cristiano Ronaldo has transferred to Dubai.
This is when you come and start massaging me, nesting me, and then in the process we are creating a bond. when you're lifting me, you are massaging me, you know, it's like the bond is being created. Say, no, honey, you don't need to worry much. The next time might be yours. Let's just wait for the return leg, you know, that kind of thing. Things are working well.
How do couples now communicate those expectations, right, and those needs? Because regarding the roles as well, Pundis, because you're speaking about fight, there are the roles, yet we need our own time. And I can even see my elder here is coming through saying, the pastor today, as a man, I need my space, and she must understand. So here we are understanding. So now, how do we best communicate the fact that, baby, as much as you're going to take that whole 90 minutes, now can I please have my own 90 minutes? Because when you are having your 90 minutes, it doesn't mean like I'm now watching my Netflix series or my Netflix movie. Sometimes maybe I'm watching the kids. It's Sunday. We swing on a Sunday the thing. I'm busy helping them to tidy up the homework and everything else. When you finish your 90 minutes, now my own 90 minutes starts. That's where now the issue becomes. Because when now I'm having my own 90 minutes, the wandering hand is busy wandering everywhere.
Okay. Okay. All right. Maybe the issue of communicating, you know, we have been always alluding to the whole week, that effective communication is key to discussing our needs, our expectations regarding roles. And in communicating, you always need to prepare, my sister.
Yes.
This is the stage that I'm just going to give you. You need to reflect your needs, your expectations, and your concerns, you yourself.
Okay.
Number two, identify your non-negotiable and your flexible areas. It is your non-negotiable that it's non-negotiable that you get those 90 minutes. The next one in preparation is very important. Consider your partner's perspective as well. Before you start communicating. So before you start communicating, reflect on your needs, reflect on your expectations and your concerns. You've got a concern that he spends 90 minutes watching soccer.
Yes.
Then is it a non-negotiable area for you? Or is it a flexible area for you? Consider your partner's perspective before you throw it at him.
I see.
Yes. You got it now.
So looking at those perspective foodies where these ones are negotiable, these ones, I'm not playing there, you know. How can they, us adjusting our roles, improve the relationship and satisfaction? Because you said that, you know, when Liverpool has won, you run into the kitchen and take over. Obviously, we have swapped the roles. If the role of the wife is to cook and you have discussed that, you have agreed. Or maybe you have a timetable saying, you cook every other day, I cook on the weekends, or whatever situation you have, but now you are swapping the roles, meaning that the roles are flexible. So how does it help in terms of strengthening the relationship? And also this we speak about the massage issue now. Let's deal with this one.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sister Zanelli, you know what? Maybe because of our time, I may not speak much, but let me get one. There was always need to realize that two are better than one. So, what will it benefit? At one moment of time, Jesus said, what will it benefit my soul? Whole world, and lose my soul. Also, in this relationship, when we are saying two are better than one, what will it benefit me to lose to win the argument and lose my partner?
Yeah.
And make one on the other end. So, when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12, it says two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. So when I'm falling, my sister, lift me up.
Yeah.
That's why you are there. And also, you need to understand that I cannot just take it one day. If it's not doing well with you, it take time. Yeah. Definitely, it will take one day.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll come to realize that, I've been hating my love here. So what must I do?
Yeah.
You see now? Yes. And again, yes, okay.
No, continue. Mine is another question.
Okay, and then when you read it, it says, again, if two lie together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. So always bear in mind that the issue of roles does not make you two individuals in the home. It makes individuals in the home supporting each other on personal growth. So keep on communicating, keep on talking. You had a question maybe before we end.
Yes, before we end, Pundis. So you said this thing that when Liverpool has lost, now we must massage you and and baby yeah. you. Are you not now adding to our roles? I mean, really now. You inflicted the pain on yourself. Who said you must watch the match? You decided to watch the match yourself, knowing very well you have been losing.
Well, I've inflicted the pain on me.
Yes, you inflicted the pain.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Please help me. I love it. You know, it's like it's there in the men. That's why we've spoken of it.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
And just because they women out there, they should not just be there. Leave him alone in the just you need to console him.
Aye.
You need to console him. You need to say, my listen, these things happen. And in so doing, do you know that you are actually causing me to grow personally?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. The moments that I failed to achieve what I want to achieve, and then you come and you say, you have next time still.
Mm.
It makes me grow up. Okay, this is a step to success, not a step to failure.
Mm.
So those things, they are very important in our relationships, my sister.
Okay, Mfundisi, please pray for us so that we may give you free your free time, your time. Ngiyadlala, but do pray for us, Mfundisi, that as marriages, so as couples, yes.
Please, when you're planning your chores for weekend,
yeah,
make sure that you also need to hear what I'm planning so that you don't force me to drive when I want to be at home. We need to align our plans. We need to align our plans. That's how our goal, our roles may support each other's personal growth. Let us pray.
Okay.
Okay, we are praying. Our Father, we want to thank you again for being with us throughout this discussion. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for giving us so more time and so more wisdom, dear Lord, that we may go through this. Whatever, dear Lord, we have lightened, may you make it deeper. And what we have deepened, dear Lord, may you make it lighter so that your saints out there may understand what we meant. For I pray this in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Fundisi, thank you so much. We'll talk about the driving on another day because I tend to be liking it. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.